Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think people understood that this season could get lost. I think people realize that Kevin could get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, I mean, geez, take it back to even the preseason. It was like, guys, 5 years. You don't get 5 years in the NFL. And if it goes poor, but people didn't want to hear that because everyone just wanted to talk about the extensions. And they couldn't envision a world where this was the case. But in the NFL, you should envision all of these worlds.
Well, and I think what's important about this is that, again, if Kevin had gone 7-10 this year, I think most reasonable minds would go, I mean, you had nothing from Deshaun for the first 7 weeks of the season. You managed 7-10. I probably would still be a little furious, but I'd get it. It's really bad. Like, to get to 2-8, this is really rough. And the toughest thing about this, it's not about Kevin as a play caller. It's about keeping guys playing hard. Because the worst thing that happens is you can't tell anything. If guys are giving up, if that's really what yesterday was, and we're going to get half, maybe a half against Pittsburgh, and then maybe you get another half against Denver.
Yeah, people play harder in national games.
Yeah, well, but if you don't get full efforts from here on out, you're going to get to a point where you can't evaluate guys. The only way you can truly evaluate the young guys you have and stave off any sort of cultural issues that are going to rear their head in the next 7 weeks. The only way is if guys are playing hard. And so if we're talking about taking a quarter off, the end of the game off, on November 17th, this isn't an important game. It's the Saints on the road. It's an NFC game on the road, which they've clearly told you they don't value NFC games that much. This is a game you're going to take off. Wait till you get to a game that matters like this Thursday. And I'll tell you this. It was no coincidence that Mike Vrabel was on the sidelines this weekend and has been more visible over the last couple weeks.
He had the headset on.
Yeah. I remember him being on the sidelines. Was it the Chargers game? It was either the Chargers or Ravens game. And remember, this was from an organization, from Kevin directly, who said in the preseason, in the preseason, when they hired him back in mini camps, hey,
wasn't even going to be at the games.
Not going to even be at the games. He's just going to help me in some nebulous way. Well, now it looks like he's here, and it might look like he's trying to evaluate.
Yeah,
doing some sort of deeper level of inspection. Whether that's for Kevin Stefanski or whether it's for the organization, it doesn't matter.
Vrabel watch, though. Every fan has it right now.
Well, okay.
We're watching these games. Vrabel watch.
So was it the first?
Is it a Vrabel watch or a Vrabel warning?
I think we might be on a Vrabel warning now.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I think the way they lost that game, Kevin was on watch until that game. Like, that's the best you can do coming off a bye is you score 14 points. You're tied at 14s going into the fourth quarter, and you just completely you get boat raced in the fourth quarter by that Saints team. Like, if that's not giving up, I don't know what is.
All right, let me ask you this, though. Whose call do you think it was to put Vrabel on the sideline? Did that come from Stefanski because he thinks he needs the help? And obviously, Vrabel's got a lot of head coaching experience. And so, you know, because Stefanski really does love his former head coaches to be on his staff. Like, it's a thing that he loves. Or do you think the call came from way up above?
There is no shot in hell, Kevin, at 2-7. Like, it's different, Kevin, hiring this guy in the off offseason.
Yeah.
And he's going to be around. No, you're 2-7. You know you know what's are this close to the bandsaw. There's no way at 2-7 you suddenly go, I think I need to get that guy who might take my job in here.
I agree with you. Something stinks. I think it's very interesting that whoever it was got their way with Vrabel in this instance, though.
I think whatever wars are playing out behind the scenes, and they're nice because these guys are nice. These guys are Harvard. So they're the guys that shake your hand and stab you in the back at the same time. Like,
is that a Harvard exclusive thing?
We've talked a lot about how blue collar guys do things. White collar guys, it's the worst kind of treachery in the world, because hey, I'm gonna help you find a marriage counselor while they're sleeping with your wife. Like like Ivy League guys. It is a different level of fake. And so
I call it cutthroat, but that's a different level of fake is nice.
I guarantee you, Andrew's like, Kevin, Booby, I'm your guy. He's like Hans, or he's like Ellis from Die Hard. And meanwhile, right before, Jimmy Haslam's like, I think that will be enough. That was a bad Alan Rickman. Don't hold me accountable on that one.
Okay.
Hans Gruber deserves better. But right before, he goes, oh, by the way, it's Kevin Stefanski. He's the fault. He's the guy that he gives away the John McClane piece of this. That's what happens. That's where we are. This is where I wish I could be in the building to see it happen, just to see how it plays out. I'm not trying to make glee of somebody getting fired, because your whole life gets.
I don't think you are. I just think we're interested. We're all curious as to the power dynamics attached to all this.
Well, and specifically with these guys.
Yeah. Well, because it is in many ways unlike something that you would traditionally see in an NFL front office.
Yeah. I mean,
in many ways,
even to now, like, I know baseball's all a bunch of Ivy League yahoos. That's not, I mean, this is the anomaly.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting. I don't know that where everyone gets fired. I think that's where I'd still be surprised.
I feel like you're very against the idea of clean house in general.
I just think it's really tough to get right unless you already have. Like, if you say, I think Glenn Cook is a GM in waiting, he's got a bunch of interviews, or Cat Raich or one of those, just somebody.
Yeah, and there's a lot of these type of stuff that we're just not privy to, obviously.
So if you already think you have a future GM on the staff, and that they can speak the Ivy League PR crap that I have no
interest
in.
Which, like, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah when he was here. Yes. Obviously, he went to the Vikings. He got to be their GM. Like, they clearly would have thought at the time that someone they could have promoted.
Or,
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Vrabel has a guy. Because they all have guys, right?
Well, that really is the key of this, right? Because I know we've referenced the Chiefs a few times, right? But it was like that between Veach and between Andy Reid, there's about a month apart from that hiring cycle right there. Like, if you hire Vrabel, you're hiring Vrabel with the idea that he gets to have the full control. Because remember, Vrabel's coming to this situation as somebody that has been burned very recently by losing out in a power dynamic. So I would think in the back of Vrabel's mind, because he lost that power battle that he had in Tennessee, it's going to be a whole group of his guys. And because there's 9 different coaching openings, he's going to have every opportunity to, wherever he goes, have that be the setup.
Well, and I think that's a really good point. But so that to me is how it's got to go. Either Vrabel has somebody in the front office that he really likes and thinks that they speak the same language, because that's all football is. Like, it's called 17 different things in 17 different organizations, but are we in alignment in terms, I hate to use that word, are we in alignment for what we think is winning football? Or does he have a guy? Because this is the number one thing.
And the odds of that, by the way, of it being Andrew Berry is not very high to me.
I'm not firing Kevin just to go out there and run some, we're going to talk to the San Francisco offensive coordinator. No. I'm okay with a sham process here. I'm okay with a kangaroo court. I'm okay because the stark contrast between who Mike was in Tennessee and who Kevin is in general, that's what I want. I don't want another iteration of Kevin.
Right.
I like Kevin. I think he's a good dude. I think he's a brilliant guy.
And the reason why Kevin got the job, as we talked about earlier, is the idea that Kevin Stefanski was the exact opposite of Freddie Kitchens.
Yes. And Mike Vrabel, to me, is some semblance of a blend of what I loved, what people loved about Greg Williams and Freddie Kitchens, in that they're football guys. They're incredibly relatable because they're so blunt-spoken. With the intelligence, I mean, Mike Vrabel is a super, like, look at his in-game decisions. He's a super smart guy. He is the best of both worlds.
But that's why I think we need to put more on that side of things, right? Because I really do think there's more to Vrabel than just being a rah-rah guy.
And
More than just a meathead, yeah. Because I feel like, and I was thinking about Campbell in this discussion too. I feel like when Dan Campbell got hired, a lot of people just thought he was just a meathead. Yeah. He's clearly so much more than just a meathead. But finding those type of guys is incredibly hard. Like, when Detroit hired him, that was not like, oh my gosh, you got him. That was like you hired, okay.
So but again, I think that's because him and Brad Holmes and John Dorsey and that entire front office scheme.
And it starts from there.
It's because they all see football
the
same way.
Dan Campbell is basically, he's basically John Dorsey as a coach.
Yeah. And so I think that's what matters. And listen, it might not all matter if Jimmy is some cross between an Ivy Leaguer, which he didn't go there, but I'm talking about in terms of the way he sees things too business-wise to be a football guy. And if he's the wrong combination of that, he's just going to keep cycling through these guys no matter what. But if you bring everybody back and next year's a wasted year and Vrabel goes to the Raiders and immediately makes a difference.
Yeah.
This is the next Baker. This is the next one that you called a shot on or didn't call a shot on or choose poorly on. I will say, Mike Vrabel being the dap-up guy after the first missed field goal, made me laugh way harder than it should have. Because he looked like the toxic positivity guy. Like, those guys were so dejected after the first missed field goal. And Frable's like, who's got one of these? Come on, slugger. Have you ever seen the Instagram reel of the guy, the abstinence group?
No.
Cheering at the high school kids? Virginity is cool.
No.
Virginity is cool. That's the energy Mike Frable was giving off. And I cannot.
That sounds phony almost.
No. But it was so over the top.
I guess an abstinence group would believe that virginity is cool.
Hey, you might have missed that field goal. You know what you didn't miss? This dap right here. I promise you, I'm not saying it. It was
just
so funny.
Send that dog back to the pound.
It was just, that dog won't hunt.
And you pound him.
Ooh. Easy.
No, fist bumps. Fist bumps.
Your boy took a pound.
Fist bumps.
In case we missed it, next on 92.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.